We're starting the process of trying to get the initial test versions through Apple's process. This is the first time we're having to go through that on this product, so it's anyone's guess how long that will take. So if you've got an iPhone and you want to play with it, you'll want to install TestFlight, because that's how beta apps work.
It would be unlikely to not work on iPad, although the extent to which we would have different experiences, configurations on iPhone and iPad are, you know, still to be determined.
At this point, I wouldn't even call this a viewer, what we're going to be releasing initially. It's more a communicator. It enables you to communicate with people in Second Life. It doesn't put you in world in the sense that your avatar is not rendered somewhere and you don't get a view of the world. You are not going to have a location. It's a way for you to communicate via person-to-person or group chat, not a way to manifest in the world or have the world viewable at this point. We hope to evolve it beyond that in a bunch of ways eventually, but I'm talking about what the initial releases will be. Some of the infrastructure we're building in support of that on the server side might actually be usable to build something similar on the web, but that is not in the short-term plan.